The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble and searching it out, but today we're not doing it with David Trainer. David is away, but we're still going to go seeking trouble and doing it the New Constructs way. My guest is Kyle Guskey, analyst for New Constructs. Now, as an analyst, well, it's the same basic formula. It's the same things that they're looking for. So you know that New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What typically makes something dangerous is that on the surface, it looks okay. But underneath that, if you dig in at the lowest levels and work your way up, you tend to find that there are problems there. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey, welcome to Money Life.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
Chartwell Small Cap Value Fund.
Danger, danger.
Chartwell Small Cap Value Fund. It's ticker symbol CWSVX. And is the problem, as it sometimes is, with the area, as in small cap value, or is the problem with management, or both?
It's a little of both this week. As you know, last danger zone was the entire small cap style, and this is actually the worst fund in the worst style.
So they have a little of everything working against them.
Correct.
And yet this is a fund that has, you know, $150 million of assets, so presumably nobody has awakened yet to the fact that this is bad and getting worse. What specifically makes this dangerous beyond, yeah, you're in the worst style?
Particularly for this fund, we're seeing that, per usual with a lot of the bad funds, we've got poor stock picking. We've got 62% of holdings earn our dangerous or worse rating. 8 of the top 10 receive a dangerous or worse, with 2 are actually on our most dangerous list for July. On top of that, we're seeing that the fees that are being charged aren't justified from an average perspective and by a performance perspective. We've got a total annual cost of 5.22%. The entire small cap style is an average of 2.2%. So it's just a little bad stock picking, high fees, and then a little bit of overvaluation we're seeing here as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the fees, because New Constructs, one area where the fund companies would criticize New Constructs is in how you sometimes calculate fees where you're adding loads in. So explain where a 5% expense ratio comes from, because the fund's published expense ratio is still high. It's above average. It's about 1.4%, but it's not what you're saying it is. So explain how that works so that somebody who goes and does their own research or maybe is in this fund going, wait, I didn't think I was paying that much, understands why it's so high here.
Correct. Yeah, we're going to look at the entire cost over an average of a 3-year holding period. We're going to include that load, and we're going to also include transaction costs due to turnover. So we're not just going to look at the expense ratio, and then we're going to extrapolate that over a 3-year period. So that leads to the load being annualized rather than just the upfront, and then so that increases the total annual cost to a more, we feel, better version of what you're actually paying in that fund.
And then the turnover, I mean, this is not exactly, it's not an ultra high turnover fund, but this fund turns over, it's 150 plus percent is the turnover. So you're looking at a fund that is going to add some measure of transaction costs in there because they're rotating out the portfolio every 9 months or so, right?
Correct. We've got in our models 1.45% of transaction costs on an annualized basis due to that turnover.
So when you look at it and you're putting that together, you've got high turnover with bad stocks. Normally, you'd at least hope that they were getting rid of the bad stocks. But as you pointed out, in this case, it sort of looks like they're trading around the edges because you've got those X number of the top 10, as you were pointing out, are on the most dangerous list, right? They're actually Correct. Seem to be holding their bad ones and trading the ones that aren't so bad.
Correct. Yeah, their top 10 holdings do not look good. And then overall, just the holdings in general aren't very good.
When you get funds that, you know, you look at the top 10 holdings not being good, et cetera, what is the typical historical experience? I mean, how bad does it get when those things start to, you know, show up? Because it's not like an individual stock where you go, ah, there's going to be a missed earnings report or there's going to be something else that's a catalyst. It may take a market setback to truly get everything going. But how bad is the experience usually when you see something this loaded up on what you guys consider dangerous stocks?
In the past, we usually see, at least in the top 10 holdings, some quality stocks. In this case, we're not seeing that at all. Obviously, one stock can or can't break an entire mutual fund. In this case, they don't have a huge allocation to one stock. So it's a little bit more diversified. But overall, we've seen that, you know, 62% of the holdings are earning a dangerous rating. A lot of that is due to overvaluation. So in the event of a market correction, we could see a drastic decline in the entire value of this fund.
And it is worth noting that, you know, this fund over the last 12 months has been negative, and the small cap category, not really. I mean, it hasn't been doing great, as you pointed out, and as David pointed out last week. But this seems to be the worst of the worst. Sort of the worst fund in the worst category. It's Chartwell Small Cap Value, ticker symbol CWSVX. It's in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, analyst for New Constructs, thanks so much for stepping in for David and helping us take our tour through the danger zone this week.
Thank you, Chuck.
Remember, if you want more information on New Constructs and how it works, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. All right, up next on the Monday, July 27th edition of Money Life, Jack Bowers from the Fidelity Monitor and Insight newsletter is in for the Money Life Market Call. So stick around. There's much more to go right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.